Next presenter in this session of this web processing session, David Martin from France. And if I recall correctly, and you may see it already, this will be about QGIS and WPS.
Okay, thank you for coming to this session. Okay, I'm David Marteau from Trois-Lys. Trois-Lys, which is a small company in France. We provide GIS services. I will come to that later. Just a few words on this presentation. As you may know or not, you can leverage web services with QGIS server. Thanks to QGIS server. And the nice fact with that is that it is as simple as just taking the QGIS project that you have on the desktop, that you have elaborated with QGIS desktop, and put it on the server. And then, if QGIS server is running there, you have your publication, your web service, which is published. What we're going to show here is through a kind of typical use case is that we have implemented exactly the same paradigm, but for a web processing service and from QGIS processing algorithms. I don't know, everybody know what is QGIS processing algorithm? No? Yes? More or less? Okay. Algorithm or processing algorithm in QGIS or a set of an API which enable you to run any algorithm in QGIS that operate on your data, on your layers, and so on, and that produce output which can be layers or any kind of geospatial data that you have been processing. So what we are doing here is we are doing the same thing for web process service as we are. You elaborate, you can test and create your QGIS algorithm on the desktop. Then you take your code, your processing code, QGIS processing code, you put it on the server and you have your web service, your web processing service published. Okay, so let's go to some introduction. Okay, so Trois-Lys, which is a French company. We are a developer of LISMAP. I don't know if you know that. It's a web client, which is a web map client, which is based on QGIS server. We also provide GIS hosting services based on LISMAP and QGIS as backend. And we are also contributor to QGIS and QGIS server. Okay, so some context of this project. This is a project which has been supported financially by ONEFI. ONEFI, which is a French company that mainly do expertise by providing models, complex models, for prospective analysis of environmental economic impact of, in this case, of deforestation. That is, they building a tool from which they create reports that are used by stakeholders to measure the impact of decision taken by decision makers, usually. But they face two problems here. First, data are changing on relatively small time periods. That is, the time you produce the report, the data which has been used for this report is already out of date. Then these models are very complicated, and believe me, when I say complicated, these models are using multiple parameters for their input that should be simulate the decisions. The parameters simulate the decisions that has been taken, and so the models are driven by this parameter. This parameter simulate the action of the decision makers, and as you know, decision makers can vary rapidly too. So in this case, they need the tools where at some point you can run your model and feed them in a very efficient way to get as much as rapidly as possible the results and the dashboard which give you the impact of the decision that could be taken or has been taken. Okay. Obviously, they work with QGIS and QGIS processing. That is, they elaborate their models with R, for example, and they use QGIS to run them and to produce the output that for the reports. So they need, in fact, what they want to do is not providing a kind of static report, but let the stakeholder feed the models as, in fact, depending on the context of the political and the environmental context. So in this case, what we want to expose, it seems too natural to expose this algorithm as WPS services. Okay, so in this case, they need a smooth workflow from development of computational model on QGIS to their publication process on the server. Okay, web process server, I won't go here because I suppose that everybody knows about WPS. Okay, so this has been, this is all the way. I won't go on this again because it had just been described just before, but WPS service consists of three main requests, which are get capabilities, describe process, and execute. So, how QGIS processing work? You have your data source, which are represented by a QGIS project, which describe which layers, which data source you're using, and so on. You have your processing algorithm, which is a code, a Python code, which use the processing API from QGIS that take the input, that describe the kind of input used and the kind of output that the algorithm provide. This is, in fact, we feel that is quite very similar in the functionality as the WPS. We are very close. You have a process where you need to give the description of the input and the description of the output. Then, once you run from QGIS desktop, you run the algorithm, and you produce output which go to data sinks, which can be databases, layers, and so on. Okay. So, what we want to do is this. That is, we have the data source QGIS project on the server that describes all the data sources. We have the processing algorithms, the very same that the one we are using with QGIS desktop. We have just taken the same Python code and we just put it on the server. And we produce data sinks, which can be database inputs or layers or shapefile or anything we want. And also QGIS projects that describe all that. But here, we operate the processing algorithms not from QGIS desktop, but from a WPS service. So what we need to do, mainly, is to marshal the inputs of the WPS to processing inputs, and then doing the reverse, marshaling processing outputs to WPS outputs. How we have done this? Okay. We could have used QGIS server with QGIS 3, with the refactoring of QGIS 3. QGIS server is able now to provide multiple services. You can add services as plugin, as first class plugin. That is, actually, we have WMS, WFS, WCS, but we could also, I think, to add a new WPS service at the server level. But it's not easy. I will go to that later. So this has been done at some point with an old, very old plugin, which is WPS for server, which has been used for implementing the WPS service at the server level. But the things we have to consider here is that WPS is asynchronous by design. That is, you have to run multiple processes at the same time, And in an asynchronous way, you have to give the results and the status of your run. So, and but QGIS server, by construct, is synchronous. So it's a problem. Then you need to have a multi-processing framework to run your process, not threading, but multi-processing, and that is not possible to make it in QGIS server. So we need to redesign an implementation of the WPS protocols and run as backend processing as a backend. So we do not want to reinvent the wheel. So what we have done, we have forked, we have used a fork of PWPS in this early version 4. And I will explain why we have done that. Because we had requirements that were not easy to match with the actual structure of PWPS. So what we were interested in, it is mostly the parts which deal with the WPS protocol, which was nice and nicely done. So it was it was cool to reuse that part. Mainly the change from PWPS that we have done is it's mostly QGIS centric. This, we do not support as PWPS support any kind of process that you want. It's not an API. It's a really a server which serves processing as WPS service. So it's QGIS centric. All process run QGIS processing. We have changed the way it runs. PWPS is based on the WSGI. We needed to have an asynchronous request handler. That is, even there is two ways in WPS to ask for the execution of a process. The first is you can ask in a synchronous way. You ask the server and you wait for the response. The other way is you ask for the server and you poll the server regularly to get the status of the running process. That is, if you make a synchronous request in order to wait for, you don't want your server to be blocked by the process at run. So you need, at the server level, a way to have an asynchronous processing of the requests. We wanted to support Python 3. We don't want to support Python 2 because QGIS has been rewritten with Python 3 support. So we have dropped totally the Python 2 support. At the time we forked, PWPS was still supporting Python 2. So this is something we do not want here. And we wanted to use as most as possible the new AsyncIO API of Python 3. We wanted to have something which is just a bit more scalable, that is actually PWPS store intermediate results and status of the process in a database. So here it was not really adequate with our infrastructure. So we wanted to support Redis, that is, instead of using a database, we use Redis cache to store the intermediate status of the process. We wanted to support streamed and chunked request too, which is not easy to do with WSGI. And we have some extension in mind, which was MAP. I will go to that. Timeout, that is, you want, if you have a process that takes longer than some timeout, you won't just want to kill it. And expire, that is, when you produce data, the data will stay on the server, as it could be a shapefile, could be anything. But you may require that these results are obsoleted after a certain amount of time, so it should be deleted from the server. And we wanted some more goodies. which is more QGIS related for, by example, feature selections with QGIS expression and things like that. And also a status API. Okay, so the first thing to do was marshalling WPS input output to and from processing. That is, processing is much rich, is more rich in terms of kind of parameters that you can handle as input. So in this case, we need some time to abuse of complex input output for indeed very special case. We need to provide a context because in QGIS, when you run processing, you have a QGIS project which holds all the information about the data that you're working on. So we need a map parameter which does not exist, I think, in the WPS specifications, but which is used by QGIS, and actually it's used also in WMS and WFS requests. So, and we wanted to return output layers as WMS and WCS references. That is, in fact, when you have a project, you operate on that project, on the data of that project, then you create another project with all the results. So, in fact, you can do exactly the same thing. You can use QGIS server on that newly created project to do the request, WMS request to see the results, and WFS request to get the results of the processing. So this is a schematic way of what happened. You have the algorithm provider, which is the Python code of the QGIS processing. The WS server, you do the WPS requests, you have a source project, which is a QGIS project, then you generate a results project which holds all the data which has been produced by running your processing algorithms. Then what you can do and what you're doing here is that we use QGIS server to publish, in fact, the results that have been generated. So we stay in QGIS. In all the process, we can also get this QGIS project and get it back into QGIS desktop, which could be very convenient. Okay. Also, we have WS. We need to look at the state of the process. So we have developed the status HTTP REST API that can, which is used to know the state of the process. If it is finished, here it's not showed, but you have a progress bar that indicates the progress of the running process, because in QGIS processing, you can send information about the state of the process. And you can know if there is an error that has been raised at the QGIS processing level. We use LISMAP, as a LISMAP developer, we have developed an extension of LISMAP that can do request, WPS request to the server and visualize them through QGIS server requests, that WMS or WFS requests. Okay, so I'm done. So thanks for your attention.
Thank you for being perfect on time. I was happy to see one of the bike modifications to PyWPS you did. Any questions? Please.
So for the expired part, I saw that you also provided the expired part for that data, right?
Server.
Expired part. So the data should expire after a certain time.
Yes.
Okay. Since you use the Redis already has that, right?
Redis has that for the data it holds. But in Redis, what we store is just description of the state of the process.
Okay.
Not the file which has been generated.
It's only
We have an expired time in Redis. Mm-hmm. But we have also we use this async IO timers to get
okay, so the initial
event
data is
which
not
is generated
right.
when the time occurs okay, and it delete the okay. delete the results that are stored on the server.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. More.
Is there some demo application where we could try it out?
Sorry?
Demo application, public one?
There is, all the project is open source.
Of course, but of course. Is there a demo in, not, sorry.
No, no,
not
there is course. No, there is no demo actually, but you can run, we have Docker, we have some Docker Docker files that is used to build a ready to use a server. And also we have some, so you can find it, the Docker file here, and you can find the Docker, ready Docker image on Docker Hub at release. But no, we have no demo yet.
Fine. Thank you. More questions? Did you make some work on the QGIS WPS client?
Could this WPS client?
Yeah, did no. you contribute or maybe do you want to contribute to the old WPS QGIS client?
We could, effectively, but I did not work on it.
Just asking.
But the idea is to because it's the same code, so we share the QGIS desktop and QGIS and WPS QGIS server share exactly the same set code, which also we can use. You can use it to delegate work from QGIS desktop to server, for example, something like that. Anyway.
Well, last call for questions. Everybody satisfied? Thank you very much one more time.
Thank you.
Yeah, see you here.